Here I will show the interior, the programming procedure, and the configuration of the LED lamp leads, Canlux SA60, 11.5W, E27, RGB-CW, based on the CB3L module, i.e. the BK7231N chip. This is another lamp that came to me from one of the users in order to download the firmware from it for the Tuya CloudCutter project to allow the programming of other such products from the same series remotely and recognizing the roles of its Wi-Fi module pins. From what I can see, such an LED, colloquially called bulb, although it is incorrect, costs less than PLN 30. Product packaging with model information and QR codes for the application. A short test with the Tuya application. There is an indication on the package that it is for the Smart Life application, but it seems that Tuya also detects this product. No wonder, it's basically one environment. Just sold under different names. Pairing mode is activated as standard, turning the lamp on and off 5 times. Tuya sees the lamp as Canlux SA60, 11.5W-E27 RGB. Canlux SA60 interior. I got the lamp open from a friend from the forum. Here is the board with LEDs. It has the BP5778 driver. But BP5778 only supports 2 channels, and we have 5, RGB plus CW. Well, a board with a power supply, Wi-Fi module, and also with additional transistors for RGB. The CB3L module is based on the BK7231N. In this case, pins RX and TX are easily accessible. You do not need to desolder the module. Bottom of the plate. I haven't analyzed it that thoroughly anymore. Uploading OpenBeacon. I have already described the topic many times. Light switch from the USA, Gussen Smart Switch SW5AV2.1. BK7231T Garden Tuya CCWFIO 232PK Double Relay. BK7231T. Programming for this device, I chose the method without CEN. I soldered 4 wires. 3.3 volt. Mass. RX. TX. I have prepared a USB to UART converter in 3.3 volt mode and a 3.3 volt LDO regulator TC1264. I reset the system by cutting off its power. I cut off 3.3 volt from the Wi-Fi module. He managed to upload his batch via BK Writer 1.60, even though it is BK7231N. After all, there is also a way to Z-HID download PY. The rest is usual. Wi-Fi configuration MQTT. Pinout for OpenBeacon. It is an RGB-CW lamp. So it uses 5 PWM channels. Sequences in the name, R, G, B, C, and W. Below is the final PWM configuration. This is enough to control the color and color of light from the OBK level, as well as their brightness. This is how the OBK panel for RGB-CW looks like. It is true that this is a screenshot from my table test lamp with an uptime of 22 days, not from Canlux, but this panel looks the same for each RGB-CW. Pairing with Home Assistant. As with other RGB-CW, effects a few picks with different colors. Summary, simple and easy to program lamp. There were no problems with getting to the TX-RX pads. Everything is convenient. I ripped the batch and sent it to the authors of Tuya CloudCutter, hoping that they would add support for this product as well. I also put the lamp together, although it came to me with bent pins. And this is how 2 out of 4 lamps from the user are presented. The other 2 you will see soon. Here is a small sneak peek. The next 2 lamps, visible in the photo, will be interesting because they will have a previously unknown Wi-Fi module with BK7231N. Very small module, the size of a fingernail. Then I will also examine its outputs and see how the module with 4 derived paths, including 2 for power supply and VDD, controls as many as 5 LED colors, RGB-CW. Yes, via SM2135.